and welcome to this podcast from the International Crisis Group. I'm Kimberly Abbott. Today I'm speaking with Fuad Hikma, Crisis Group's African Union and Sudan Special Advisor. Fuad is following the ongoing Sudan referendum, which may split Sudan into two countries, a north and a south. Leaders in Sudan, including President Omar al-Bashir, have indicated they will respect the results of the referendum. Fuad, what are the chances that they'll follow through on their statements?
I think the chances are very high, and because there is no reason now to derail the referendum. So the question remains now, the results. And also the government said that they are going to accept the result, whether it is unity or secession. Now all the indicators say that it's going to be secession. And so what is required now is from the observers, the international community observers, regional observers, plus the Secretary General High Panel, that they follow on day-to-day the referendum process and to communicate that if there is any problems and so on, to make sure to give legitimacy to the results and to close the doors for any future disputes.
Although so far the referendum has been largely peaceful, there have been reports of violent clashes along the border. Is there a chance that the violence could spread?
I think it is not in the interest of the political parties, the NCP and SPLM, to derail the referendum. However, as we know that there is post-referendum issues that not yet have been discussed, and Abyei is a problem. Now, what we hear of these skirmishes and so on, it is around Abyei. The advanced nomads who are very close to the borders, since there is nothing being communicated to them about the nature of the border, and also the Abyei, since they have been denied the referendum, and they don't know what's their future, and they are taking matters in their hand, And so there are these skirmishes. And what is really important now for the political elites, UNMISS and the international community, to make sure that the areas that it could trigger violence is to be well monitored, and to make sure that the elites are communicating to the communities on the ground not to get into violence, because that could drag the two main forces into a bigger violence that it could derail the whole process.
The referendum is part of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement that ended decades of civil war between the North and the South. If, as is widely expected, the South votes for secession, it won't become independent until the CPA expires this summer. What are the major issues that have to be resolved before this point?
What is required now is that the two parties to come together to set up a sort of a roadmap and with a clear benchmarks and a time frame. And the African Union panel that presented a framework which includes the principles, those principles need to be communicated, because it will diffuse some of the tensions, just like in Abyei. But also at the same time, they need to look into how South Sudan is going to address its vulnerability, and therefore the political, what are the ingredients for political stability post the referendum.
And what about the critical question of Darfur? How is it resolved in this post-referendum scenario?
The solution of Darfur is clear, that it have to be the cardinal issue in Sudan need to be addressed, which is the system of governance and the central government. If that is not resolved and there is a consensus around it, Darfur is not going to be resolved. So there is a draft peace accord, but there is no full agreement, and the government is not willing to continue based on that, and because that sort of an agreement, it might weaken its position as far as vice president region and so on. Now they are shifting to one of the key points that was stipulated in the new Sudanese strategy for resolving Darfur, that is the Darfur dialogue. But we think that the right ingredients and the conditions on the ground is not favorable for Darfur dialogue. It is the only way for finding a lasting peace in Darfur is through Darfur dialogue, but on the right conditions, and those right conditions are not there.
That was Fuad Hikma, Crisis Group's African Union and Sudan Special Advisor. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the International Crisis Group.